At Avocado, we know that not all mattresses are created equal. While other beds trap heat, ours sets it free. Made without polyurethane foams and crafted with natural latex, cotton, and wool. Breathable, comfortable, and supportive. No overheating, just clean, organic sleep that performs. Save 15% on our award-winning mattresses this July 4th sale. Avocado, celebrate organic. Shop at avocadomattress.com or leading retailers nationwide.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now let's turn to the UK, where a lifelong smoking ban has been agreed to, but only for people born after 2008. So anyone born on January the 1st, 2009 onwards will legally never be allowed to purchase tobacco. We're joined by Frank Houghton, Principal Investigator at the Healer Research Group in the Technological University of the Shannon. Frank, thank you indeed for talking to us. Should we do the same here?
I absolutely feel we should. If you look at the global stats and the stats for Ireland, smoking remains the leading preventable cause of mortality and morbidity. I don't know if most people realise it, but the global death toll from tobacco is over 8 million a year.
I didn't know it was that high. That is an extraordinary figure. Is prohibition the way to go, though? Is that the... Does prohibition work, I suppose, is the obvious question.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's not strictly prohibition. There's no actual law against smoking. What they've done, I think quite cleverly, is they've decided that it's not legal to sell to people below a certain age. And as you mentioned, starting at 18 and then moving up. I think the reality is we know it's addictive. We know it's carcinogenic. And Ireland and the UK, I mean, we've introduced many measures to try and control smoking, but at the end of the day, it's still the leading killer. I think when you realise that, then, you know, more assertive action is required.
It's called the Tobacco and Vapes Bill in the UK. I presume that means vaping, it'll also be prohibited, or it'll be prohibited to sell vapes to anyone anyone born after 1st of January 2009, just to be clear.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure if it necessarily means that for vapes. I know some of the vaping, because I was looking into it, some of the vaping legislation which is tied up in this bill is going to do things like banning vaping in cars if you're carrying people under 18. It's going to ban vaping in sort of playgrounds and schools and hospitals. A lot of indoor areas that are smoke-free.
Vaping will still be allowed outside hospitals in a bid to support those who are trying to quit, apparently.
I believe so, yes. Some of the important vaping legislation that's included in the UK bill is around advertising and branding restrictions to try and stop some of the youth-targeted marketing. And I presume that will also include some of the flavourings. I mean, when you look at some of the flavourings, the companies, In tobacco control, we tend to talk about the big tobacco playbook, which is the machinations and evasive manoeuvres that the tobacco industry has been doing for decades. The vaping industry is quite smart. They've claimed that vapes are a way to help smoking cessation, to basically get people off cigarettes. It's hard to much faith in those kind of claims when you realize that, you know, a lot of the flavors and that they're selling are like bubblegum and that. I mean, they're clearly quite child oriented. So I do think this new law is going to be a positive thing.
Has it been tried anywhere else in the world? Did New Zealand have something like this? But maybe did the government fall?
No, Yep, you're absolutely right. Unfortunately, and I think that's something, there's two major issues that I see around this law. One is that, yes, New Zealand, I worked in public health in New Zealand, so I was really interested when I heard that New Zealand had introduced effectively the same law. But what happened was, before it was about to be enacted, they had a change in government. They had a more populist government come into power, and they reneged on all of that legislation, which was most unfortunate. So I think it's vital that the UK stay the course on this. The other thing, which is, I think, crucially important, is it's going to come down to enforcement. I know at least here in Ireland, I'm not so familiar with the UK enforcement, but myself and John Lombard, who's in the School of Law out in the University of Limerick, we took a look at tobacco enforcement in Ireland in an article recently, and we found that the Environmental Health Services, I mean, they visit sort of the guts of 10,000 premises a year, and historically it was almost double that. But I know in the latest year of data that we managed to get under Freedom of Information Act, there was about an 80% compliance rate, which means that, for example, in 2023, they found over 1,900 premises were non-compliant with the law. But when it comes through to actual convictions, that figure of 1,917 declined to 29. They actually got 29 convictions,
right, okay.
Which basically means if you're breaking the law, there's a 1.5% chance.
Not a great hit rate. Just finally, I mean, do you see, like, if you look ahead 20 years from now in the UK, do you think a whole generation of people born after the 1st of January 2009, just smoking just won't be something they'd even consider doing?
I think it's possible that they will. I think it's very possible if they stay the course. I think it's very possible that they will achieve what is known as smoke-free status. Now, smoke-free status is not zero, but it's generally acknowledged in a lot of countries to be less than sort of 3%, 4%, 5%. That's the target Ireland set itself. And it's important to remember, Ireland set itself that target that we would reach less than 5% by 2025, and we are nowhere near that target.
Yeah, people have just got in touch, lots of people get in touch in relation to this. One listener, I don't know what you make of this, Frank, says, a blanket ban, ? Because that has worked so well on cocaine and weed. When are the authorities going to learn that prohibition doesn't work? What would your response be to that?
My response to that would be, yes, I agree. For people who are already addicted to cigarettes, a blanket ban is clearly not going to work. The aim here is to try and prevent future generations from smoking. It's a very different thing. I wouldn't conflate the two. They are different.
Okay. So those people born in 2008, when they're in their 40s, are shops really going to turn them away for cigarettes? No chance. Actually, that is interesting. What... at that point, say in 25 years from now, do you ID people if you're selling cigarettes?
I'm not convinced by that argument. We know that most people who start smoking relatively young.
Yeah, well, that is definitely true. They start well before they're 18, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Really interesting stuff. Thanks indeed for talking to us, Dr. Frank Houghton, principal investigator at the Healer Research Group in the Technological University of the Shannon.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.